This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The National Park Service has announced that Redwood National and State Parks will have a new superintendent to replace Steve Prokop, who retired earlier this year. Stephen Meets, who is currently the park superintendent at Great Basin National Park in Nevada, will take over here in Humboldt County. Meets has been with the Park Service since 2003 and has served in the federal government for 18 years with stints in Fish and Wildlife and the U.S. Geological Survey. Meets graduated from Cornell with a degree in science and then got a master's at the University of Montana. He will begin his term in late fall. Yesterday, the County Tax Collector's Office reminded property owners that the end-of-year tax bills will be mailed by the end of the month and that the tax deadline is December 11th. For property owners who are 62 years or older and who are blind or who suffer from a disability can take advantage of the resurrected State Property Tax Postponement Program. If the property owner meets a specific set of criteria, they can get their property tax bill deferred, and applications are available at the County Tax Office. District Attorney Maggie Fleming will kick off her re-election campaign on the steps of the county courthouse next Wednesday. Fleming, first elected in 2014, will run again and touts her work to clear a backlog of cases, increasing attorney staffing through Measure Z, along with her leadership and management as some of her key accomplishments in her first term. That kickoff event begins at 12:15. A court trial in front of Judge Timothy Cisna resulted in 32-year-old Eureka man David Boardman being determined to be a violent sexual predator and a threat to society. Boardman will be sent to Coalinga State Hospital after two doctors testified that he was a violent pedophile and who, if released back into the community, posed a significant risk. Boardman sexually assaulted a 5-year-old girl in 2010. The Tolowa Tribe has announced a memorandum of understanding has been agreed to between the tribe and the Delnord County Sheriff's Office. The tribe paid for tribal member Wade Owen to attend the police academy at Redwoods, and he's been sworn in as a Del Norte Reserve deputy. He will provide law enforcement coverage for underserved areas near Smith River and in the eastern part of Del Norte County. The Southern Humboldt Community Parks Board announced it has received a grant from the Humboldt Area Foundation as fundraising for the monies to build the Southern Humboldt Community Sports Complex have begun. The grant funding will be used to hire consultants to study and grade the land for the fields, information that will be used to guide construction. The sports complex has long been a wish for residents who have pushed for more space for athletic and healthy outdoor activities. The Sequoia Park Zoo will host a birthday party for the 110th year of operation, and the event kicks off at 11:30 on Sunday morning and runs through 6 p.m. Admission to the event is free, courtesy of Schaefer's Ace Hardware, and proceeds from the birthday party will go to the Zoo Foundation. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.